What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, young adults, welcome to the Houston Young Adults Podcast. It's Courtney here. I'm excited. I'm going to talk about the divine favor of God today, but it's in relation to our prayer and fasting. Many of you are joining in on the 21 days of prayer and fasting that we're doing at the church, and I'm just in awe of how it's been so far. I hope y'all have the same testimony. If you haven't joined in, it's not too late. You still have a few more days, and you can fast and pray any time of the year, but there's so much that comes forth. There's so much in the word that the Lord has for us that shows us the power of praying and fasting. I was listening to Bishop David Oyedepo yesterday, and he said that praying and fasting is it's one of those things in our Christian life that if we don't do it, we won't walk in certain things. We won't walk victoriously. We won't walk triumphant in our Christian walk, and we will hit a block in some area. There's going to be a stop, and there's something that we're not able to pass through. This is not what he said. This is what I got from what he said. But what he said, we have a fasting and praying is a covenant responsibility that will allow triumphant living, continual triumphant living. And I thought that was so good because, like I was just trying to say, there is victories that we can overcome only by the power that is released as we pray and as we fast. So Isaiah 58 says, 58 verse 6, I want to read this. It says, "Rather, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every enslaving yoke?" In Isaiah 10, it says that the anointing oil or the power of God is the thing that will break every yoke. Let me find that verse. Okay. Isaiah 10 verse 27. "And it shall be that in that day, the burden from your shoulders..." Hold on. I'm in the wrong version. Apologies. Okay. Let's read this one. "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off that shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing oil," or because of the anointing, because of the power of God. The only thing that can destroy yokes, that can destroy hindrances, that can destroy limitations and boundaries in your life is the anointing, the power of God. And by praying and by fasting, there is an anointing. There is a power of God released from your spirit. You are crucifying your flesh. You're making your flesh so weak. And there is your spirit on the other hand that's being energized and fueled and invigorated and strengthened and sharpened by prayer and by fasting. And so what that does is there's a release of great power that's going to allow you to walk triumphant in your life. And one of those things will be through divine favor of God. So we're going to go to, let's see. Song of Solomon 1 verse 3. This is going to show us how the anointing will provoke and produce favor in your life. Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs 1 verse 3. It says, "Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love you." In the Amplified, it says, "The odor of your ointments, or the aroma of your oils, is fragrant and pleasing. Your name is like perfume poured out." So let's talk about that a little bit. So it's talking about the anointing. It's talking about oils and fragrance and perfume. That's a lot of the times the anointing is, and the power of God is referenced in the Bible as oil or fragrance. There's that scripture in 2 Corinthians that talks about how our life being a fragrance of victory unto Christ. It's the aroma of victory. It's the aroma of life. And people get around the believer, and they get around those that have been born of God, born of Christ, and born with that new life from heaven. There's like a fragrance. There's a pleasing aroma. And what this scripture is talking about here is that aroma, this aroma of the anointing, this fragrance, it's well-pleasing. It's like a perfume. Perfumes are sweet-smelling. They smell delightful. They smell fragrant. They're well-pleasing. When people smell it, when someone walks past and they have perfume, or if you're a guy and they have a cologne, they have that smell. It's like, ooh, I like that. Or I know a lot of us, we're fasting right now. So you walk next to your neighbor's house and they're grilling, of course. And you're like, is that barbecue? Or you're in the store and you smell the whatever. You smell the food and you're like, oh, that's a fragrant smell. It's well-pleasing to me. And it makes you just feel some sort of way. Well, it's talking about how because of the anointing upon you, there is a sort of fragrance that causes when your name is even brought up. Your name is just mentioned. Your name, it says, is like perfume poured forth. Your name becomes an ointment poured forth. And that is the favor of God. The mention of your name, your presence in a room, you walking into a situation, you walking on the scene, you walking in the company, you walking on the job site, whatever it would be, you walking on the harvest field, you walking, you're walking on the streets where you're going to minister the gospel, whatever you're doing, you are carrying the anointing of God, and that anointing carries this favor. I know for me, I had this prayer that I would pray about my workplace is, Lord, let my name come up in those meetings. Let my name come up. And my name came up and it ended up turning out favorably for me in the situation that I was praying for. And so your name being brought up and your presence in an area and in a situation because of the anointing, because of the power of God that's being released through prayer and fasting causes this unusual and uncommon favor of God. It's the favor of God. It's the favor with God, but it's also the favor with man. That means the favor of God will put you in places before kings, the Bible says, before rulers, before leaders, before businessmen. It will put you in places where you might not be qualified for, but because of the favor of God, he qualifies you. It will put you in uncommon places this year and be an expectancy that this favor is going to take me where I can't take myself. And we see that in examples in the Bible. I want to go to Esther. I was reading about Esther recently, and the story of Esther is really powerful because it talks about the favor that she had upon her life because of the anointing, because of prayer and fasting too. And Esther 2 verse 9 says, the young woman pleased him and she obtained his favor. She speedily gave beauty preparations. So he speedily gave her beauty preparations to her besides the allowance that she was already given. 7 choice maid servants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her to the best place in the house. Little backstory on Esther. She's a Jewish woman living in a wicked nation in Persia. The king is looking for a wife, and she is one of the ones that is going to go through this process where they are adorned. They have all these beauty preparations that have to take place for it. There's fragrances involved. There's ointments. There's perfumes. There's all these cleansing things that take place to put herself in present as a presentation before the king. And she has to be In order to be chosen, you got to stand out. You got to be looked upon special. You have to receive special favor in the king's sight to be chosen as his wife here. And she ends up getting chosen as the wife of the king, but it was because of the favor of God. It says that she even gained favor with one of the attendants there, one of the people that were in charge of the palace. It says that she obtained favor. She pleased him. He was kind to her, and he did things speedily for her. I love that word, speedily. There's a quick work that happens because of the favor of God. Things that would take long times don't have to take long time with the favor of God. There's workarounds. Ooh, workarounds. He can work things around for you so that you don't have to go through the same things that others have to go through. I've experienced that in my own life. And because of it, there's been promotion in the workplaces. Things that should have taken 2 years take a few months. I've experienced that. Speedy, it says. He gave her preparations. He gave her things beyond what she already had. And it says he gave her choice maid service. That means that she got to choose what he provided for her. She hand selected, she chose, and it says he moved her. He lifted her up. He leveled her up, not only to like a better place. It says he gave her the best place in the house. So favor of God, just from this one verse in the Bible, says there was a quick work done. There was special treatment for her. She got provision of choice. She was shown preference, and she changed her location to the best place because of the favor of God upon her. And so know what this favor upon your life through the anointing, through the power of God released, will do for you, and be in expectancy. There was a time later in the story of Esther where she ends up marrying the king. So the king and Esther she's queen of the country, and she's a Jew. She's still one of God's people, but she was she got to live in the palace. But the king didn't know her heritage. The king didn't know where she came from and who her people were. And there was this law that was passed by the king that said any Jew or people of God are going to be killed. There was this man after the people of God. There was enemy. There was an adversary out to take God's people out. Okay. Keep that in mind. So she found out about this news, and she humbled herself before the Lord because she had a decision to make. That's where that scripture comes from. Am I born for such a time as this? So someone told her that. Maybe you were born for such a time as this to rise up and not only save yourself, but save the people of God. Maybe she was going to die, but maybe... Ooh, I dropped my cup. Maybe she was going to die, but maybe she would live if she rose up and obeyed what the Lord would tell her to do. So she sought the Lord. She prayed and fasted. She told the people of God to pray and fast with her. And they were seeking for favor. Favor with the king, favor with God, favor with man. So they sought the Lord. They didn't eat. She even had her maids not eat. And it says that she went to the king, and she was seeking his favor. And when he looked upon her, this is what he said. Esther 5 verse 3. What do you want, Queen Esther? What is your request? I will give it to you, even if it is half of the kingdom. He was like, I'm going to give you anything you want. And she was asking him one thing. She said, I want the people of God to live. And so he granted her request on behalf of the people of God. She rose up, she prayed and fasted and obtained favor that not only impacted her life and saved her life, but it saved her family's life. It saved the nation, the nation too, because they prospered. But I'm talking about the Jewish generation. That generation of God's people were saved. And if you go down at Queen Esther's line of heritage, one of her descendants from her family is Jesus, the Savior. And so there was generations of people that were saved and set up by this favor that came upon her life, by this anointing, by this power that was released as a result of their praying and fasting, it caused her to obtain favor before kings and rulers. So no matter what you're going to face this year, we need the favor of God. If we're going to do great exploits for God and not just live a mediocre life, but we're going to see the glory of God in our life, we need God's supernatural anointing to come upon us, that whenever we go anywhere and whenever we do anything, we're going to obtain what we need to obtain in order to go where we need to go and do what we need to do. Special treatment, special preference. We're going to stand out. And it's because of the gracious hand of God, his hand of favor upon our lives. And you can see that not just within these days, it's not just for these 21 days, but this is setting you up for the weeks to come, the months to come, and this whole year. It's going to be glorious by the favor of God. The favor of God also grants you success in all that you do. Pastor Sandy read the story about Nehemiah, and he had something similar where he had an encounter with a king. He put himself before a king, and he was requesting favor. But what had happened was that you read this in Nehemiah 1, and he had gotten some news that the people of God, or the city, the walls of the city had been destroyed, and it was in plunder. There was fire that had destroyed the city, and it broke his heart. He had such a passion and a zeal for the house of God, or really the city of God, the people of God, and it crushed him. And he heard the news, and it says he fell on his knees, and he cried, and he wept, and he was heartbroken. He just went to the Lord in prayer and in fasting. And he fasted and prayed for days, and he cried out to God, and he prayed a heartfelt prayer to God, and he asked the Lord for favor so that he could go and do the Lord's work. He was going to go rebuild that because the Lord put that in his heart. His heart was broken. And he said, Lord, grant me favor to do this work. And the favor he needed was the favor with the king. So he went to the king, and not only did the king give him favor, the king gave him, like, it was supernatural. It was divine favor. It was only the Lord, because he came to the king. The king said, what do you need? What do you want? And the king gave him resources. The king gave him provision. The king gave him equipment. The king gave him protection. He gave him an army for the journey. He had everything he needed. He had letters. He had signed letters, documents, contracts, whatever it is that he needed, he was able to obtain it by favor from the king, by this leader. If you ever need favor from a influential person, the Lord is the one who will put this power upon your life so that you can go and walk in a situation, or even your name, even if it's a document, if you're trying to get a job, your name being on that resume, that name is like the favor of God. It's like the ointment, the anointing poured forth. They see it. Ooh, there's something about this. There's special treatment that comes from it. And so he got all of this stuff from the king, and he ended up going there, and he had success in all that he did. He had help. He had people in the city rise up and said, we will help. We're going to help you. So then he had provision had people said, we're going to help you rebuild this. We're going to do this. And they were able to complete the whole project in 52 days. It granted him success. Whatever the Lord puts in your heart to do and sets you out to do because of the favor of God, he's going to line up everything for you to be able to do it and do it successfully. But he was determined. He still worked. He still did what he had to do. But there was a special favor and a special provision that came from this favor that was released upon his life as he prayed and as he fasted. Those are just two examples. I mean, we can talk about Moses. We can talk about Joseph. We can talk about the favor that Paul received during his time of prayer and fasting. You can read about that in Acts of the Apostles. I mean, there's stuff everywhere. There's examples everywhere. But those are just two examples. But I want to go, let's go to Psalm 84:11. It says that the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. In this version, it says that he bestows favor and honor. Another version says that he bestows grace and glory. So those are two things that come that the Lord gives. He gives both of those things. He gives us grace. He gives us favor. But as a result of that favor and grace that comes upon your life, there is glory produced in your life. It produces glory. It produces honor. It produces success. It produces fruit. And so what we have first is that in our time of praying and fasting, what we're doing is we're sowing our life. We're sowing our time. We're sowing our first 21 days into God, into the things of God, into the Spirit. And when you sow into the Spirit, you reap spiritual rewards. And what we're reaping is that the Lord's really planting another seed on the inside of us, which is favor. He's planting favor, which is a seed. And that seed is then going to produce the fruit of glory and honor in our lives. Seed time and harvest is a principle of the kingdom that works everywhere. When you're sowing your time in praying and fasting, you're going to reap benefits and fruit. The fruit of the power of God, the anointing of God, and the favor of God. And it's going to produce great glory and great honor in your lives this year in Jesus' mighty name. Along with that verse in the first part of it, it says that the Lord is a sun and a shield. When you think about the sun, the sun rays shine down, the beams shine down. And when you're in the sun, you're lit up. If you're in the sun, you're and the sun is coming down, it's shining upon you. You have a light upon you. There's an attraction to you. You're lit up by the light. You even have that natural glow going on. But that light from the Lord, that sun shining upon you, it relates it to his favor being so evident on your life that it causes your name, your face, your life to shine bright before men. And they see something. And because of that, there is not one good thing that will be withheld in your life. Because of the favor of God, it births goodness of God in your life. There is not anything that can be withheld from a person with favor. And know that. Nothing good is withheld from me because I am highly favored by God and by man. Numbers 6:25 will end here. The Lord makes his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. In the Amplified Classic, it says, the Lord makes his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, giving favor to you. In the Amplified, it says, the Lord makes his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. All of those words, loving kindness, when you read in the Bible of a person that showed kindness to him or her, they were shown favor, they were dealt graciously, became favorable in their eyes, they looked upon that person. All of those are examples of the favor of God. Notice those in the Word and see what they were doing. They were living according to the Word of God. They were doing righteous things. They were participating in seeking the Lord. All of those are the first part of obtaining this favor from the Lord, but it comes upon us in greater proportion as the anointing, as the power of God is released in an even greater level. And you're going to see, as you come out of these days of prayer and fasting, favor upon favor, grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing, gift upon gift will be released into your life. Be expectant for it. Be excited about it. Thank the Lord for his good, gracious hand upon you. Thank him for favor in all that you do this year, favor in your job, favor in your finances, favor in any situation that you might find yourself. You're going to see the power of God turn it around every time. You might be in a situation even now where you need God to turn it around. The favor of God will cause that situation to turn for your salvation and for the salvation of many, just like Esther, just like Nehemiah. Their walls were protected. They got them built up. He was able to leave and to go do what God called him to do just by the act of favor that he had upon his life. And so get so stirred up by this. It stirred me up. And I pray that this blesses you. I pray for mighty testimonies to come forth of favor this year in the young adults' lives. And I'm just so excited to hear about what the Lord will do in the days to come. Love y'all. See y'all the next young adult service. The last Friday of the month is going to be fire. See y'all then. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.